Weekend warrior power hiking, or
the gym for those who like changing scenery. For their workout to work out, some people require a change in scenery, a breakaway from the daily hustle and bustle. This almost certainly demands a number of state parks, never just one, and an adventure mindset, not just a workout one. And I say state parks, frankly, because they are built for people with a class higher than that of a filthy animal that but needs a tree to go. There are showers, bathrooms, a cute little store, very often, maybe even a hot dog stand. And surely there will be a mountain, or a lake, a river, some kind of a shore, and a tidy fire ring, maybe even with sticks and matches. Now let me be clear about a very important key point I'm making here. Grab onto something maybe, because this is some amazing new information. A state park is a gym. Let me repeat that in a different way. Those treadmills from your gym are unrolled at the state park and referred to as nature trails. A state park is a gym with good kinds of smells where the scenery always changes around you. They don't have dumbbells, but you can bring your own 3 or 5 pound ones. Or you can make your own dumbbell-weighted walking aluminium sticks. But I recommend mighty tree branches. Heavy, dry behemoths that have long fallen, though with a thud. The ones that invite ridicule may actually be the best. Because then you can explain that you are not just hiking, that what you are doing is a kind of bodybuilding called power hiking. And pronounce that with pride and conviction. You tell them, put them right in their place with their pointy little ultralight aluminium sticks. Then you better whip out the gallon jug of water you carry in your backpack, flex your amazing biceps, take a chug and a gurgle, and spit the precious fluid out. Because you got more than enough, especially when compared to their skinny little water bottles. You show them. And then take your leave, making such little thuds with your walking sticks that all the smelly, hairy Bigfoots will scurry and scamper a mile and a half away. Yes, there is hiking and there is power hiking. We trick ourselves that a gym is needed for working out, but all it is a big umbrella with clean bathrooms and showers. If you bring dumbbells and an umbrella to the state park, you get almost the same thing, minus the quiet little gagging from several new signups in the back, all discovering, all at the same time, the terrible curse of extra proteins in their diet. Just power walking with dumbbells and a weighted backpack is a wonderful start. And even if it rains a little, because then the air, the atmosphere just comes to life. But that is only a start. If you add a tent to your gear and camp a couple of hours during the day, say after a big snack, the adventure will absolutely become a little expedition. And if you stay the night and later become a power hiking weekend warrior, who knows how many times faster you can transform your body compared to mere dancing with dumbbells in a gym. And if you stay a week, a month, maybe even 2 months, then you will shatter all your unhealthy eating habits and burn up all the fat from just walking or exploring around with a pack and dumbbells. And yes, 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 the Triple Crown will call out to you then. The trails are a magnificent workout, but walking 20 miles a day is more transformative than any workout anywhere, gym or not. Finally, add narrated books to your power hiking. There are a few things more marvelous and enchanting than walking a trail while listening to impossible adventures of another. You will make the book adventure come alive, and if there are bears in it, that will sure make for an interesting couple of evenings. But don't be scared. You are learning about nature in the best of ways, and the parks are safe, and the lightning and thunder have been making a ruckus for billions of years. It is all as it should be. Reconnect with nature.